A paraphrase on the Lord's Prayer. A paraphrase on the Lord's Prayer, in Scripture expressions. The Lord's Prayer being intended not only for a form of prayer itself, but a rule of direction, a plan or model in little, by which we may frame our prayers. And the expressions being remarkably concise, and yet vastly comprehensive, it will be of good use sometimes to lay it before us, and observing the method and order of it, to dilate upon the several passages and petitions of it, that when we use it only as a form, we may use it the more intelligently. Of which we shall only here give a specimen in the assistance we may have from some other scriptures. Our Father which art in heaven. O Lord our God, doubtless thou art our Father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. And we will from this time cry unto thee, our Father, thou art the guide of our youth. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Thou art the Father of our spirits, to whom we ought to be in subjection and live. Thou art the Father of lights, and the Father of mercies, and the God of all consolation, the Eternal Father, of whom, and through whom, and to whom are all things. Thou art the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose glory was that of the only begotten of the Father, who is in his bosom, by him as one brought up with him, daily his delight, and rejoicing always before him. Thou art in Christ our Father, and the Father of all believers, whom thou hast predestinated to the adoption of children, and into whose hearts thou hast sent the Spirit of the Son, teaching them to cry, Abba, Father. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God, that the Lord God Almighty should be to us a Father, and we should be to him four sons and daughters, and that as many as receive Christ, to them thou shouldest give power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of the will of man, but of God, and his grace. Oh, that we may receive the adoption of sons, and that as obedient and genuine children we may fashion ourselves according to the example of him who hath called us, who is holy, and may be followers of God as dear children, and conform to the image of his Son, who is the firstborn among many brethren. Enable us to come to thee with humble boldness and confidence, as to a Father, a tender Father, who spares us as a man spares his son that serves him, and as having an advocate with the Father, who yet has told us, that the Father himself loves us. Thou art a Father, but where is thine honor? Lord, give us grace to serve thee as becomes children, with reverence and godly fear. Thou art a Father, and if earthly parents, being evil, yet know how to give good gifts unto their children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Lord, give us the Spirit of grace and supplication. We come to thee as prodigal children that have gone from our Father's house into the far country. But we will arise and go to our Father, for in his house there is bread enough and to spare, and if we continue at a distance from him, we perish with hunger. Father, we have sinned against heaven and before thee, and are no more worthy to be called thy children. Make us even as thy hired servants. Thou art our Father in heaven, and therefore unto thee, O Lord, do we lift up our souls. Unto thee lift we up our eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens, as the eyes of a servant are to the hand of his master, and the eyes of a maiden to the hand of her mistress, so do our eyes wait upon thee, O Lord our God. A God whom the heaven of heavens cannot contain, and yet whom we may have access to, having a high priest that is passed into the heavens, as our forerunner. Thou, O God, dwellest in the high and holy place, and holy and reverend is thy name. God is in heaven, and we are upon earth, therefore should we choose out words to reason with him. And yet through a mediator we have boldness to enter into the holiest. Look down, we pray thee, from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, and have compassion upon us and help us. Heaven is the firmament of thy power. O hear us from thy holy heaven with the saving strength of thy right hand. Send us help from the sanctuary, and strengthen us out of Zion. And oh, that since heaven is our Father's house, we may have our conversation there, and may seek the things that are above. Hallowed be thy name. And now what is our petition, and what is our request? What would we that thou shouldest do for us? This is our heart's desire and prayer in the first place. Father in heaven, let thy name be sanctified. We pray that thou mayest be glorified as a holy God. We desire to exalt the Lord our God, to worship at his footstool, at his holy hill, and to praise his great and terrible name, for it is holy, for the Lord our God is holy. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. We glory in thy holy name, and therefore shall our hearts rejoice, because we have trusted in that holy name of thine, to which we will always give thanks, and triumph in thy praise. Lord, enable us to glorify thy holy name forevermore, by praising thee with all our hearts, and by bringing forth much fruit, for herein is our heavenly Father glorified. Oh, that we may be to our God for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, that being called out of darkness, into his marvelous light, to be to him a peculiar people, we may show forth the praises of him that hath called us. Oh, that we may be thy children, the work of thy hands, that we may sanctify thy name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and fear the God of Israel, and may be to the praise of his glory. Enable us, as we have received the gift, so to minister the same as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, and if we suffer, enable us to suffer as Christians, and to glorify God therein. For this is our earnest expectation and hope, that always Jesus Christ may be magnified in our bodies in life and death. Lord, enable others to glorify thee, let even the strong people glorify thee, and the city of the terrible nations fear thee. But especially let the Lord be magnified from the border of Israel. Let them glorify the Lord in the fires, even the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. O let all nations whom thou hast made come and worship before thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name. For thou art great, and dost wondrous things, thou art God alone. O let the Gentiles glorify God for his mercy, let his name be known and confessed among the Gentiles. and let them rejoice with his people. O let thy name be great among the Gentiles, and let all the ends of the world remember and turn to the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations worship before thee. And let them declare thy righteousness to a people that shall be born. Lord, do thou thyself dispose of all things to thy own glory, both as King of nations, and as King of saints, do all according to the counsel of thy own will, that thou mayest magnify thyself, and sanctify thyself, and mayest be known in the eyes of many nations, that thou art the Lord. O sanctify thy great name, which has been profaned among the heathen, and let them know that thou art the Lord, when thou shalt be sanctified in them. Father, glorify thine own name, thou hast glorified it, glorify it yet again. Father, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. O give him a name above every name, and in all places, in all things let him have the preeminence. Lord, what wilt thou do for thy great name? Do this for thy great name. Pour out of thy Spirit upon all flesh and let the word of Christ dwell richly in the hearts of all. Be thou exalted, O Lord, among the heathen, be thou exalted in the earth. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, let thy glory be above all the earth. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Do great things with thy glorious and everlasting arm, to make unto thyself a glorious and an everlasting name. O let thy name be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel. Thy kingdom come. In order to the sanctifying and glorifying of thy holy name, Father in heaven, let thy kingdom come, for thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all, both riches and honor come of thee. Thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, in thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. And we desire to speak of the glorious majesty of thy kingdom, for it is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. Thou rulest by thy power forever, thine eyes behold the nations. O let not the rebellious exalt themselves, but through the greatness of thy power let thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. O make it to appear that the kingdom is thine, and that thou art the governor among the nations, so evident, that they may say among the heathen, The Lord reigneth, that all men may fear, and may declare the work of God, and may say, Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Make all the kings of the earth to know that the heavens do rule, even that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and to praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his way is judgment, and those that walk in pride he's able to abase. O let the kingdom of thy grace come more and more in the world, that kingdom of God which cometh not with observation, that kingdom of God which is within men. Let it be like leaven in the world, diffusing its relish till the whole be leavened, and like a grain of mustard seed, which though it be the least of all seeds, yet when it is grown, is the greatest among herbs. Let the kingdoms of the world become the kingdoms of the Lord and of his Christ. Take unto thyself thy great power, and reign, though the nations be angry. Set up thy throne there where Satan's seat is. Let every thought be brought into obedience to thee, and let the law of thy kingdom be magnified and made honorable. Let that kingdom of God, which is not in word, but in power, be set up in all the churches of Christ. Send forth the rod of thy strength out of Zion, and rule by the beauty of holiness. Where the strong man armed hath long kept his palace, and his goods are in peace, let Christ, who is stronger than he, come upon him, and overcome him, and take from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divide the spoil. O give to the Son of Man dominion and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages may serve him, and the judgment may be given to the saints of the Most High. Let the kingdom of thy grace come more and more in our land, and the places where we live. There let the word of the Lord have free course and be glorified, and let not the kingdom of God be taken from us, as we have deserved it should, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Let the kingdom of thy grace come into our hearts, that they may be the temples of the Holy Ghost. Let no iniquity have dominion over us. Overturn, overturn, overturn the power of corruption there, and let him come whose right our hearts are, and give them him. Make us willing, more and more willing in the day of thy power. Rule in us by the power of truth, that being of the truth, we may always hear Christ's voice, and may not only call him Lord, Lord, but do the things that he saith. And let the love of Christ command us, and constrain us, and his fear be before our eyes, that we sin not. O let the kingdom of thy glory be hastened. We believe it will come. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, to come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. We hope that he shall appear to our joy. We love his appearing. We are looking for, and hasting to the coming of the day of God. Make us ready for it, that we may then lift up our heads with joy, knowing that our redemption draws nigh. And oh, that we may have such first fruits of the Spirit, as that we ourselves may groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, even the redemption of our body, and may have a desire to depart, and to be with Christ, which is best of all. Blessed Jesus, be with thy ministers and people, as thou hast said, always even unto the end of the world, and then, as thou hast said, surely I come quickly, even so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly, when the mystery of God shall be finished. Make haste, our beloved, and be thou like to a roe, or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. And as an evidence that thy kingdom comes, and in order to the sanctifying of thy name, Father in heaven, let thy holy will be done. We know, O Lord, that whatsoever thou pleasest, that thou dost in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and in all deep places. Thy counsel shall stand, and thou wilt do all thy pleasure, even so be it. Holy Father, not our will, but thine be done. As thou hast thought, so let it come to pass, and as thou hast purposed, let it stand. Do all according to the counsel of thine own will. Make even those to serve thy purposes, that have not known thee, and that mean not so, neither doth their heart think so. Father, let thy will be done concerning us and ours. Behold, here we are. It is the Lord. Let him do to us as seemeth good unto him. The will of the Lord be done. O give us to submit to thy will in conformity to the example of the Lord Jesus, who said, Not as I will, but as thou wilt, and to say, The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive evil also? Father, let the scriptures be fulfilled, the scriptures of the prophets, which cannot be broken. Though heaven and earth pass away, let not one iota or tittle of thy word pass away. Do what is written in the scriptures of truth, and let it appear that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Lord, give grace to each of us to know, and do the will of our Father which is in heaven. This is the will of God, even our sanctification. Now the God of peace sanctify us wholly. O let us be filled with the knowledge of thy will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and make us perfect in every good work to do thy will. O let the time past of our life suffice us to have wrought the will of the flesh and to have walked according to the course of this world. And from henceforth grant that it may always be our meat and drink to do the will of our Father, and to finish his work. Not to do our own will, but his that sent us, that we may be of those that shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, and not those that shall be beaten with many stripes. Lord, give grace to others also to know and do thy will, to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, not to be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and then give them to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And let us all serve our generations according to that will. And when we have done the will of God, let us inherit the promises, and let that part of the will of God be done. Lord, let the word which thou hast spoken concerning thy servants be established forever, and do as thou hast said. We rejoice that thy will is done in heaven, that the holy angels do thy commandments, and always hearken to the voice of thy word, that they always behold the face of our Father. And we lament it, that thy will is so little done on earth, so many of the children of men being led captive by Satan at his will. Oh, that this earth may be made more like to heaven, and saints more like to the holy angels, and that we who hope to be shortly as the angels of God in heaven, may now like them, not rest from praising him, may now like them, resist and withstand Satan, maybe as a flame of fire, and fly swiftly, and may go straight forward whithersoever the Spirit goes, may minister for the good of others, and thus may come into communion with the innumerable company of angels. Give us this day our daily bread. Thou, O God, who hast appointed us to seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness thereof, hast promised that if we do so, other things shall be added unto us, and therefore having prayed for the sanctifying of thy name, the coming of thy kingdom, and the doing of thy will, we next pray, Father in heaven, give us this day, give us day by day our daily bread. Remove far from us vanity and lies. Give us neither poverty nor riches. Feed us with food convenient for us, lest we be full, and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest we be poor and steal, and take the name of our God in vain. Lord, we ask not for dainties, for they are deceitful meat, nor do we pray that we may fare sumptuously every day, for we would not in our lifetime receive our good things. but we pray for that bread which is necessary to strengthen man's heart. We desire not to eat the bread of deceit, nor to drink any stolen waters, nor would we eat the bread of idleness, but that if it be thy will we may eat the labor of our hands, that with quietness we may work, and eat our own bread, and having food and raiment, give us to be there with content, and to say, we have all and abound. Bless, Lord, our substance, and accept the work of our hands, and give us wherewithal to provide for our own, even for those of our own house, and to leave an inheritance, as far as is just, to our children's children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Bless, Lord, our land with the precious things of the earth, and the fullness thereof. But above all let us have the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush, even the blessing that was upon the head of Joseph, and upon the crown of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. But if the fig tree should not blossom, and there should be no fruit in the vine, if the labor of the olive should fail, and the field should yield no meat, if the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there should be no herd in the stall, yet let us have grace to rejoice in the Lord, and to joy in the God of our salvation. Father, we ask not for bread for a great while to come, but that we may have this day our daily bread. For we would learn, and the Lord teach us not to take thought for the morrow, what we shall eat, or what we shall drink, or wherewithal we shall be clothed. But we cast the care upon thee, our heavenly Father, who knowest that we have need of all these things, who feedest the fowls of the air, though they sow not, neither do they reap, and wilt much more feed us, who are of more value than many sparrows. Nor do we pray for daily bread for ourselves only, but for others also. O satisfy thy poor with bread, let all that walk righteously and speak uprightly dwell on high, let the place of their defense be the munitions of rocks, let bread be given to them, and let their waters be sure. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And, Lord, as duly as we pray every day for our daily bread, we pray for the forgiveness of our sins, for we are all guilty before God, have all sinned, and have come short of the glory of God. In many things we all offend every day. Who can tell how oft he offends? If thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. God be merciful to us sinners. We have wasted our Lord's goods, we have buried the talents we were entrusted with, nor have we rendered again according to the benefit done unto us, and thus we come to be in debt. The Scripture has concluded us all under sin. We have done such things as are worthy of death, things for which the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Our debt is more than 10,000 talents, it is a great debt. And we have nothing to pay, so far are we from being able to say, have patience with us, and we will pay thee all. Justly therefore might our adversary deliver us to the judge, and the judge to the officer, to be cast into prison, the prison of hell, till we should pay the last farthing. But blessed be God, there is a way found out of agreeing with our adversary. For if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. For his sake we pray thee, blot out all our transgressions, and enter not into judgment with us. He is our surety, who restored that which he took not away. That blessed day's man which hath laid his hand upon us both. Through him let us be reconciled unto God, and let the handwriting which was against us, which was contrary to us, be blotted out, and taken out of the way, being nailed to the cross of Christ, that we may be quickened together with Christ, having all our trespasses forgiven us. Be thou merciful to our unrighteousnesses, and our sins and our iniquities do thou remember no more. And give us, we pray thee, to receive the atonement, to know that our sins are forgiven us. Speak peace to us, and make us to hear joy and gladness. Let the blood of Christ thy Son cleanse us from all sin, and purge our consciences from dead works to serve the living God. And as an evidence that thou hast forgiven our sins, we pray thee give us grace to forgive our enemies, to love them that hate us, and bless them that curse us. For we acknowledge that if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will our Father forgive our trespasses, and therefore we forgive, Lord. We desire heartily to forgive, if we have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave us. Far be it from us to say that we will recompense evil, or that we should avenge ourselves. But we pray that all bitterness, and wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking may be put away from us, with all malice, and that we may be kind one to another, and tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake we hope hath forgiven us. O make us merciful as our Father which is in heaven is merciful, who hath promised that with the merciful he will show himself merciful. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And, Lord, forasmuch as there is in us a bent to backslide from thee, so that when our sins are forgiven, we are ready to return again to folly, we pray that thou wilt not only forgive us our debts, but take care of us, that we may not offend any more. Lord, lead us not into any temptation. We know that no man can say when he is tempted, that he is tempted of God. For God tempteth not any man, but we know that God is able to make all grace abound towards us, and to keep us from falling, and present us faultless. We therefore pray that thou wilt never give us up to our own heart's lust, to walk in our own counsels, but restrain Satan, that roaring lion that goes about seeking whom he may devour, and grant that we may not be ignorant of his devices. O let not Satan have us to sift us as wheat, or however let not our faith fail. Let not the messengers of Satan be permitted to buffet us. But if they be, let thy grace be sufficient for us, that where we are weak there we may be strong, and may be more than conquerors through him that loved us. And the God of peace tread Satan under our feet, and do it shortly. And since we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world, let us be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Lord, grant that we may never enter into temptation, but having prayed, may set a watch. And let thy wise and good providence so order all our affairs, and all events that are concerning us, that no temptation may take us, but such as is common to men, and that we may never be tempted above what we are able to discern, resist, and overcome through the grace of God. Lord, do not lay any stumbling blocks before us, that we should fall upon them and perish. Let nothing be an occasion of falling to us, but give us that great peace which they have that love thy law, whom nothing shall offend. And lead us, we pray thee, into all truth. Lead us in thy truth, and teach us, for thou art the God of our salvation. Show us thy ways, O God, and teach us thy paths, the paths of righteousness. O lead us in those paths for thy name's sake, that so we may be led beside the still waters. And deliver us, we pray thee, from the evil one. Keep us that the wicked one touch us not, that he sow not his tares in the field of our hearts, that we be not ensnared by his wiles, or wounded by his fiery darts. Let the word of God abide in us, that we may be strong, and may overcome the wicked one. Deliver us from every evil thing, we pray, that we may do no evil. O deliver us from every evil work, save us from our sins, redeem us from all iniquity, especially the sin that doth most easily beset us. Hide pride from us. Remove from us the way of lying. Let us not eat of sinners' dainties. Incline our hearts to thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. And keep us that we never speak inadvisedly with our lips. But especially keep back thy servants from presumptuous sins, let not them have dominion over us. Preserve us, we pray thee, that no evil thing may befall us. Let thy hand be with us, and keep us from evil, that it may not hurt us. O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them, show us thy marvelous loving kindness, and keep us as the apple of thine eye, hide us under the shadow of thy wings. Keep that which we commit unto thee. Thou that hast delivered dost deliver, and we trust and pray that thou wilt yet deliver, wilt deliver us from all our fears. O make us to dwell safely, and grant that we may be quiet from the fear of evil. And bring us safe at last to that holy mountain, where there is no pricking briar, or grieving thorn. Nothing to hurt or destroy. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Father in heaven, let thy kingdom come. For thine is the kingdom, thou art God in heaven, and rulest over all the kingdoms of the heathen. Let thy will be done, for thine is the power, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Let thy name be sanctified, for thine is the glory, and thou hast set thy glory above the heavens. Father in heaven, supply our wants, pardon our sins, and preserve us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, and thou art Lord over all, who art rich to all that call upon thee. None can forgive sins but thou only. Let thy power be great in pardoning our sins. And since it is the glory of God to pardon sin, and to help the helpless, help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name deliver us, and purge away our sins, for thy name's sake. We desire in all our prayers to praise thee, for thou art great, and greatly to be praised. We praise thy kingdom, for it is an everlasting kingdom, and endures throughout all generations, and the scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness, and hatest wickedness. To thee belongeth mercy, and thou renderest to every man according to his work. We praise thy power, for thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand, and yet judgment and justice are the habitation of thy throne, mercy and truth shall go before thy face. We praise thy glory, for the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. O let God be praised in his sanctuary, and praised in the firmament of his power. Let him be praised for his mighty acts, and praised according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And forasmuch as we know that he heareth us, and whatsoever we ask, according to his will, in faith, we have the petitions that we desired of him, we will triumph in his praise. Now know we that the Lord heareth his anointed, and for his sake will hear us from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. And therefore in token, not only of our desire, but of our assurance to be heard in Christ's name, we say, Amen. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.